Another issue that there's been a lot of attention to has been the arthralgias and the aches that occur with the aromatase inhibitors. You know, this happens in women who aren't on aromatase inhibitors too, and sometimes it's kind of hard to dissect that out. What have you seen in this regard? What's your own clinical experience?
So it would be great to be very meticulous related to capturing the data of joint pains before we start the aromatase inhibitors, because there's this ill-defined syndrome of some joint pains that may occur after completion of adjuvant chemotherapy, which we haven't quantified very well. Then to really capture how many patients who get aromatase inhibitors have either no development of arthralgias or worsening of arthralgias, and then to look at the natural history of this syndrome on behalf of our patients. Some people have started to talk about two potential issues that need to be looked at in more detail. Number one is the potential impact of vitamin D levels, and number two, the potential impact of the timing of taking the aromatase inhibitor. Some people have speculated that it may be associated with cortisol levels. So perhaps if women take the aromatase inhibitors in the afternoon instead of taking it in the morning, that may make a difference.
It's better in the afternoon?
That is better if people are taking it in the afternoon.
Than in the morning.
Yeah. This is a theory right now that we hope to be able to look at in a more structured way to get the appropriate answer.
It's a pretty weird syndrome, too. I can't really, can you say sort of where it occurs usually geographically? Or it seems like it's very hard to define.
Very hard to define. And again, because there may be 30% of women who already have some joint pains. Remember, all these women are postmenopausal. And this is the age at which joint pains tend to start occurring in persons in general.
Yeah, actually, in the ATTACK trial, in the tamoxifen group, 30% of the women, or I think it was 26% of the women, had significant arthralgias.
Exactly. And we've had patients who develop arthralgias associated with aromatase inhibitors, and then we switch them to tamoxifen, and they get worse. So again, this is an important question for our patients. We counsel our patients related to this issue, but again, we should quantitate the status of our patient's health before we start this drug so that we avoid confusion.
You mentioned vitamin D. Do you utilize vitamin D?
I don't. You know, I practice in Florida when the sun is there all the time, so very few of our patients, I think, have true vitamin D deficiencies.
You know, you mentioned chemotherapy and arthralgias, and there was actually just a paper on arthralgias published in the JCO, and one of the things there was focus was on the aromatase inhibitors, but actually if you look in the paper, there's a pretty high incidence of arthralgias, particularly with the taxanes. Have you observed that clinically?
This is one of the things that we have not been asking our patients in a systematic way. So a questionable patient brings it up, but we're starting to recognize it more.